Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. If you are returning to our program, then welcome back. And for those who are here for the first time, we thank you for coming here and we hope you're enjoying our program. And please share, both groups, share that information. Let people know what you heard and let people know where to find it. WROL 950 AM. AM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and that's where our podcast is. So we are here on Monday, and as we do every single Monday from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, we broadcast my homily from yesterday, well, in this case it was yesterday, the 10 o'clock morning mass, which you have a standing invitation to come and visit anytime you want. If you're looking for a place to worship, come to our 10 o'clock morning mass. I'm talking about the Book of Daniel, which is talking about St. Michael and the end of the world and the resurrection of the dead. And as I mentioned, the Sadducees did not know if there was a resurrection of the dead, but clearly Jesus told the disciples that there was, and we see it listed right here in the Book of Daniel describing it. And of course, this is from the time of Babylon, the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. So even back then, they believed and understood in the resurrection of the dead. So here is my homily from this weekend. So we are in the penultimate Sunday of the liturgical year, and this is actually the last Sunday I'll be wearing green. Next week we have the feast or the solemnity of Christ the King, and then of course we go into Advent. So the focus of the liturgy during this time is always focused on the end times. I'm focused on preparing for the end of the world. It's kind of a unique time because we're focused on the Lord is coming, are you ready? And then during Advent, it's the same message, but from a different perspective. The Lord is coming. Are you ready? So this is kind of that time that's more prepare yourself. And so we see the readings. We see Jesus speak of the end of the world and bringing that message. But if you look at the first reading, it's kind of interesting. Well, it is interesting. First of all, it is from the Book of Daniel, and there you will see Daniel talk about the resurrection of the dead. And it was important because in Jesus' times, there were people who believed in the resurrection, and the Sadducees, for example, did not. And so you had that question, was there a resurrection? And Daniel says clearly yes. But also, you can understand that it's most likely when Jesus was walking with the disciples to Emmaus and they were asking, what is this resurrection? He cited a bunch of biblical passages and this would have to be one of them. There's an interesting thing to know, as is often the story, it's apocalyptic, which means good, bad, black, white, meaning forces of light and forces of darkness. So when we look at that, we see that breaking in two, you have those on the good side, those on the bad side, but there's a powerful line in there. And those with insight will shine like the stars in the sky. And obviously, it is calling for us to be those with insight. And how do we do that? Well, where does all wisdom come? It comes from God. So we unite ourselves with the Lord in those good times and those bad times. We bring everything to the Lord. And when we are struggling, when we are suffering, when we're going under difficult times, we bring that to the Lord, and that even more will bring us insight. When we are going through good times, we praise the Lord for that, but that will give us insight. Famous preacher here in the United States by the name of Merlin Carruthers said, if you read what the Bible says, it says praise God for all things, good or bad. So even when things are wrong, praise God and know that He is forming you. You see that also in Sirach, where the Lord says, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. But I was reading on Medium this week an interesting article by a man by the name of Peter Burns, and he talked about something that Dietrich Bonhoeffer taught. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer taught, many things, but one of the things he taught was the real damage to a society does not come from evil. And in my own experience, I remember there were protesters outside the church and another church, and they were screaming and yelling, and someone said, this is demonic. And I said, well, we know how to deal with the devil. That's not an issue.
But he said the real danger to a society is a form of stupidity. And he was not talking about the stupid things that you and I do. It's this stupidity, which we'll change the word to total lack of wisdom, that enters into groups and fills groups and leads groups down the wrong path. And people can use that to lead people not only down the wrong path, but fill them with fear and anger and manipulate them any way they want. And that often happens. We've seen that in our own country. Here we are in Massachusetts, the Salem witch trials was such an example of that. There are other examples. We hear everything that led up to the Civil War, the whole reason for justifying slavery, pure stupidity. There were things that came after that, different things that happened in our society, people coming up with different ideas, certain laws that came in, the Jim Crow laws, which, by the way, Hitler used in the laws against the Jews in Nazi Germany. They were based on the hip Jim Crow laws. All these forms of stupidity, the Red Scare during the 50s, and even the event on January 6th was a form of stupidity, and or better said, a lack of wisdom. And he says that, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, that was the great danger to a society. But what is the opposite of that? The wisdom that God gives to his people who seek it, and what is the result? Those with insight who shine like the stars in the sky. The call that we have to pray for that insight, to grow in that insight, to seek that insight from the Lord, because in doing so, we become signs of the presence of wisdom, we become signs of he who is wisdom, and we become a source of strength to a society that fights against that dangerous force that can overcome a society. We can see that in some of the issues that happen in our society. People will, you know, there'll be, as going on recently, there's lawsuits going on and court cases and everything asking the question whether something was against the law or not, but there is something that comes forward. How did this happen in the first place? You're deciding whether or not it's against the law, but how did that happen in the first place? That's the issue. How did that situation happen? Something stupid. And we can turn around and say, how do we act? We want to act with wisdom. We want to turn around and say, this is the way to go. We want to turn and say, Lord, lead us. We want that which leads us, even if it leads us against the ways of the society. Remember, it is not the person who is celebrated by society that is filled with insight. It's the one who embraces the word of God, who seeks the way of the saints and seeks to be the one who offers up that response. I said that those who fill people with anger and fear can manipulate them, but the people with insight are called to be filled with love and humility, and there is no evil force even that can attack that. And that sometimes will appear very different, many times will appear very different than where society is going. So this is a good week, especially as we approach the last 2 weeks, we go through the last 2 weeks of the year, to pray as a family, to pray as a parish, to pray as a community for that deeper insight that the Lord probably told the disciples on the way to Emmaus about, and seeking that insight, we may grow to be those people he calls us to be at our baptism.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a Rosary Novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your Rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. Now, what does that mean? Well, many evangelicals understand it comes from Gideon. And Gideon put a sheep's fleece outside, and usually dew would fall on the ground. So dew would fall on the ground, obviously on the fleece, and therefore the fleece and the ground would be wet. So he said, as a sign, I'm going to put this fleece out, and if the ground is dry, then the fleece is wet, I will take that as a sign. And then, just to make sure, he does the reverse. If the fleece is wet and the ground is dry, I will take that as a sign. Well, so a fleece is a request for a sign. So here's what I am doing. I am asking the Lord for a donation, that I receive a donation of a specific amount. Am I going to tell you what the amount is? No, I'm not. But I'm asking the Lord for a donation of a specific amount. And if I receive that donation, I will take that as a sign that the Lord wants me to continue. And if I don't receive the donation, I will take that as a sign that the Lord wants me to change what I'm doing. So that's my fleece. Now, I'm not asking you to contribute with the guess. Oh, let's guess. No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to pray. See, this is where I'm coming in, because you know how prayer-centered I am. I want you to pray, and I want you to pray that you know, if you think this program is important, if you want to donate, obviously I'm not going to say no, but if you think this program is important to you, I want you to pray in support of the program and ask the Lord to, if he wants this to continue, to show me that sign I'm looking for. And if he doesn't want me to continue, then I will, not seeing the sign, I will take that as an understanding. Now, it is a specific amount. I'm not going to tell you how much it is. It's not something that just someone could give, an amount that usually people give. It's a very specific amount. And if I receive that specific amount by Thanksgiving, which is coming up in 10 days or 9 days, then I will know that the Lord wants me to continue this. If I don't receive the specific amount, then I know he doesn't. So we're going to go from there and kind of check it out. In the meantime, we thank you for listening. If what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that we can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. Thank you again for tuning in. We look forward to you tuning into our next podcast. And with that, we wish you a blessed day. We will be back tomorrow, as we always are, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL 958. In Cristo vivimos.